All right, everybody, welcome to our County Council meeting, September 4th, 2012. I'd like to call this meeting to order. If everyone could please rise for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Here.
Here. Here.
Present.
Here.
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 Hello.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to the approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting August 21st, 2012?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
It's been a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Both Councilman Cartier and Councilman Powers have alerted me of their anticipated absence of tonight's meeting. Any other announcements, members of council? Councilman Retta.
Yes, the appropriate time, I will be tabling 12-090.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Councilman Smiley?
Yes, I just want to let you know I spoke with Councilman Holland earlier under item J12-133. I will be going not voting.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, at item H, I'll be making a motion to suspend the rules in order to consider and formally present a resolution, 12-134.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under the proper order of business, I'll be moving substitute number 1 to resolution 12-124 from the table.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to announce that R-12-122 will stay on the table.
Thank you. And as a final reminder, our next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held September 18th as the third Tuesday of the month. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did make the clerk of council know that I have a situation that I may need to leave early tonight.
Thank you, Councilman.
So if I leave, it's for that. I'm not leaving a protest on anything.
Duly noted. Thank you, Councilman. All right, any more announcements, members of council? Seeing none, let's move on to the introduction of the ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances. Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the September 18, 2012 Council meeting, with the exception of those items which require Board or Commission recommendations. Moving on to reports from select and special committees. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, the Electronic Documents Subcommittee had its quarterly meeting today. We received a report on the new electronic filing system for the Recorder of Deeds Office, and also an update on the funds available in the Technology Fund.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Finance Committee met 8-4 conference room today, discussed issues on this evening's agenda, and approved one grant application.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. The Executive Committee met today at 4:30 to to conduct two interviews, and we had a robust discussion of our council's communication systems. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Council Public Safety Committee met this afternoon at 3 p.m., and we had presentations by our county police staff and command on the relaunch of the police text tip program, implementation of special grants to reduce crime, status and evaluations thus far by Carl McLaren. We reviewed the substitute number one, the resolution number 12-124 for the memorandum of understanding with Christiana Care Health Services related to the new paramedic station in Middletown. And we had discussion on the current status of our police department principles and practices.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other reports from the select special committees? Seeing none, this is the point we normally move on to the consent calendar. Tonight we have no items on tonight's consent calendar. You don't get to hear the disclaimer tonight. No disclaimer. Moving on to item G, presentations. Any member of council wish to make a presentation at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to item H, which are the considerations of other resolutions. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, to go out of order, to consider and then formally present Resolution 12-134.
Second.
It's been a motion for going out of order to for the consideration of a resolution, to move up the consideration of Resolution 12-134. And a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Resolution 12-134, Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. This resolution honors our own Ken Bolden for outstanding service to the
Councilman,
community.
Sorry.
I ask that Resolution 12-134 be placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-134, honors Ken Bolden for outstanding service to the community and for lifetime achievement.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Why don't I just approach the front and invite our honoree Ken Bolden to come forward.
Vote first.
Vote first. Pardon?
Vote first.
Vote first. We'll get this right in just
these
a
these new guys, what are you going to do?
Clearly, Councilman Weiner is anxious to present this resolution, and the honoree certainly is deserving, but let's have a full discussion, which I'm sure will be a robust discussion of this resolution. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, this is a resolution to honor Ken Bolden for outstanding service to the community and for lifetime achievements.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-134, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-134.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier,
yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-134 is approved. Councilman Weiner, would you like
now,
the pleasure of the
may
floor?
May I please come forward with our honoree, Ken Bolden?
Please do so.
Selected by your peers of this bipartisan organization as the first president. You also represent
present the second NACO award for developing and instituting a marriage bureau service expansion and system management initiative. And NACO acknowledged that this project, quote, shows counties that are settling into new fiscal realities with innovative ideas that address the continuing demands for public services and programs. End of quote, and they picked you and your administrative initiative to top the Smart Governance Best Practices Awards for new programs. I was very proud to be there to see you receive this office, and I'm very proud to sponsor this resolution and also pleased that it passed unanimously. And so I want to thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, please come over to the podium so we can have you fully mic'd and ready for go.
I have had the privilege of representing Newcastle County at the NACO conferences for a number of years. And in past years, Newcastle County has not received any achievement awards. They're national awards, they're competitive awards in consideration with other submissions from other counties throughout the United States. This year, after a dry spell, the state of Delaware received two awards, two national achievement awards. They both went to Newcastle County, and they both went to my office, which was even a more surprising accomplishment. But I'm the one up here getting the awards. I just want to show that this is what NACO gave me at the national conference for the two awards. Now, they were in two great big white folders. Very impressive. But Jackie in my office thought they were gaudy, and she cut them down to fit the only two frames that we could afford. So they're much smaller now, but they're still much appreciated. The other thing, too, is that I got a surprise when I showed up this evening because my staff was still here. Amazingly, even still working in the office. So the truth is, let me tell you about these two awards. Much like anything that happens really good in an office, it's usually the staff that deserves the credit, not the guy that stands up and gets handed the rewards and the awards. This one here is for the Statewide Association of County Row Officers. For the history of Delaware, there's never been such an association. Someone in my staff, I think it was Jackie, said, why don't you guys have like an organization, a group, get together, meet more often, talk to each other? I said, okay, work on that. So she started it, and I got an award. A national award, by the way. I'm pretty darn excited about that. And Tom, my chief deputy, said, I was talking to a couple other people, the staff, Pat Hargraves, myself, and we think that we need some upgrades on our system, especially with this whole civil union thing happening. We don't want to get caught behind. We got to get ahead of the game and put some new initiatives in place. So I said, work on that, and they did. I got a second award for that. I'm pretty proud of it. But the only reason I got the awards is because my two new staff members, who would be Dan Cole and Jesse Carroll, prepared the submissions and sent them to NACO. And because they followed up on it and apparently said all the right things in the submissions, I got these two awards. So then my staff member were talking to members of council and their staff and said, you know, we got two national awards. Council should do something about that. Thank you for this award tonight. So I guess really what I'm trying to say is that as much as I appreciate the recognition, I think that the people that really need the recognition are the people in the trenches, the ones that meet and greet the staff every single day. And I want to just acknowledge and introduce them. My chief deputy, Tom Caviello, and sitting next to him is Dan Cole, one of our newest members of staff. I saw Jesse Carroll, but I don't know where he is now. Jesse Carroll is right there. Pat Hargraves, Patricia, is right there. And we have Jackie Orocho. We have, where's Anna. Anna Poor isn't here this evening. She's on vacation. So she'll have to buy lunch tomorrow. But thank you all very much. I greatly appreciate this. I will keep up the hard work in listening to all the suggestions that are given to me, and hoping by doing so, maybe we can bring home a couple more of these next year. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Mr. Bolden. Yeah,
Mr. Bolden, hold on a second here. Now that you're at the podium, you can't escape so easily. Councilman Smiley.
Of course, it doesn't surprise me that the praise you reap upon your staff. That's the type of person you are. And I haven't, it's my fault I haven't had an opportunity to talk to you in the last year or so, but I just want to say this. And I'm sure I'm one of many. Some years ago, I came to you and asked you to do a marriage ceremony. It was a renewal of vows. It was my in-law's 50-year wedding anniversary. Well, we lost Joe a year ago. But to this day, the whole family remembers what an event you made coming out to renew their vows. And for that, we and I'm sure many others in Newcastle County owe you a great debt of gratitude.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I just want to say that your remarks not only are inspiring now, but your speech that you gave to NACO was very inspiring as well, especially when you addressed some of the other elected officials that said, asked you, what were the questions that they asked you? Do you remember about civil marriages now?
A lot of them wanted to talk about civil unions for Newcastle County, more specifically for the state of Delaware, because that particular initiative and movement is gaining strength and going to other jurisdictions and states across the country. They had a lot of questions, awful lot of questions. So they have since paid some visits, and others are making appointments to come by and look at the systems that we put in place to serve as a model for those.
Thank you. Ken, you were much more colorful at the time, but I think your remarks are probably
trying to be discreet here, yes. Bob. Work with me.
Okay.
Any other grilling questioning of Mr. Bolden? Thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. Councilman Weiner, do we have another motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to resume our rules and go back to the order of the agenda.
Second.
But a motion's been made to resume the normal order of business, picking up item H. All in favor? It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Moving back to item H, resolution 12-130, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that resolution R12-130 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-130,
authorizing execution of certain
contracts.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Purpose of this resolution is to authorize two non-bid contracts for the maintenance and tech support for county computer software by the provider of that proprietary software.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of resolution 12-130, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 12-130.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carbonieri? Ms.
Dillard? Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powell? Mr.
Renner? Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Yes.
Not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Yes.
President,
yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-130 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 12-131, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution number 12-131 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This particular resolution was reviewed in detail this afternoon in our Finance Committee meeting. And I think that when we look back at 2010 and what occurred with the Premcor refinery closing down in June of that year, we, along with the working in cooperation with the state of Delaware, were able to bring back the Delaware City Refinery, and that's actually the name of it today, Delaware City Refinery Company, working in the best interest of economic development, both at the refinery and neighboring businesses throughout the county, bolstering the economy of Newcastle County. Some 600-plus highly trained manufacturing jobs were brought back from being laid off and hired. So with that, as part of the tax exemption that we passed back in December of 10, there was a provision for Delaware City Refinery to donate a parcel of land to Newcastle County. The resolution has no immediately discernible fiscal impact on the county, and I guess the rest is pretty much per title. We reviewed over the parcel today, and there's numerous options available to the county in the future and everything, and I would ask council for their consideration.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I want to place on the record, as I did upstairs, that this is a marketable piece of property. It is currently being farmed under verbal contract. The anticipation is it will continue to be farmed until such time as other plans are made, but this will not create a debt service on Newcastle County at this time for upkeep and maintenance.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-131, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-131.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr.
Rath? Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr.
Green? Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-131 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 12-132, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President. I would like Resolution 12-132 be read by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President. This is approximately 7,865 square feet that is going to be temporarily used to be able to get the equipment on to upscale the size of the pipe for the sewage system that comes down what's called the Hyde Run. It's been a project ongoing now for over 7 years that ever since I've been in office that's been going on. Really, the land that's up above it, Rick Clay School District is wanting to build sometime a school. There's other properties up there, subdivisions that want to get onto the septic, onto the sewage system. And the upgrades actually needed to be done immediately rather than later on because of what's happening already. Eminent domain is a hard thing to go through, but this is a temporary easement. It's not something we're going to take over for life. We're taking over the life of the project instead. This actually does the health and safety, health and welfare and the safety of literally, I know it might sound funny, but over 10,000 residents that live in this area. I know for a fact Sherwood Park 1, one of the first things that happened, I got in office, there was 5 houses where sewage was backed up. It wasn't a pleasant thing to go through, but our county came through. I will say our special services went out, cleaned every basement. It was 5 of them. The problem was I think the cost was approximately $15,000. This cost of this project, as far as using a temporary easement, is $3,658. It just needs to be done. We were guaranteed upstairs that it will look very much the way it is, taken up. We have an easement, it's already in there where the sewer goes through. We need something to put the equipment on. And at the time, there's only one particular person holding up. The money has been allocated there. So without any ado, I'd like the attorney to come down to answer any other questions that I may have missed on or that wasn't, that somebody wants to talk about that wasn't talked about on committee. But I know it's a big thing to have something that have to go on somebody's private property, but it's also when you have thousands of people that need our sewer systems, and it's not a pretty subject, but let's face it, that's what the county's about. When you turn on the light bulbs, when you flush the toilet, you need the county. You need it to get fixed, and that's why we have to do what we have to do in this particular situation. So if any more questions, I'll let the attorney take it over. But again, this is not for one particular person. This could be a person that, or people, I want to leave it at that. We went through the Brandywine 100. We went through all kinds of stuff where the DENREC came in, EPA didn't come in. We don't want that. And I know how some people feel, but if the EPA comes in just because it is one project, it won't be just this little bit of an easement that becomes a problem. The suing and the lawsuits will be plentiful, that the tax increases will be insurmountable, but we'll have to do with the fees. And that's all I have to say.
Any council member have any questions or comments about the subject matter of this resolution? Councilman Street.
Well, as I said, committee meeting, we're invoking eminent domain here. And even though the other item on the agenda invoking eminent domain is tabled, it's two, first time that I can remember in the 7 years I've been on council. And I don't like it. I think, as I said in committee meeting, essentially what you have is a situation where there's an older lady who refused to, on the one hand, we heard that she didn't want anything to do with government, and on the other hand, I heard that in the committee meeting that we couldn't effectively address her concerns. At any rate, we're taking somebody's property and say, well, we're not taking it. Well, we're taking it over. We're inconveniencing her for whatever period of time. This was 7 years coming. And then to give deference now because Red Clay wants to build on later on and other folks who are on septic want to be added on. I just think it's bad precedent. I don't like it. I won't have anything to do with it.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This happens to be in my district. Above this development, about 6 months ago, there was a blockage within the sewer system. The sewer was not working, and you can imagine that on Christmas Eve when your sewer is not working, that you have an entire development worth of people that are not very happy. This will happen repeatedly. These are old systems. This is a very old development. These, my understanding is there are terracotta pipes that crack. We've seen this in other areas of the county. I agree with Councilman Street that I don't like to use eminent domain. I think it sets a bad precedent, but I think that in instances such as this, what could happen if we don't use it can be much, much worse and a detriment for the safety and welfare of many, many more people within the county. I think as a utility and a government, we aren't under the auspices of the Public Service Commission, but we certainly are under scrutiny from all of those who use this system. We charge people for this system. We have the responsibility to keep this system flowing, and there has to be some legal entity by which we have the ability to get onto properties of those people who do not want us on their property in order to maintain a system that's countywide.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, I'm going to relate this to another topic very quickly. When this council expanded and many of us came on this council, the multitude of lawsuits that were out there, and they began being settled, and many of us on this council raised the issue of, are we settling these too easy? Are we sending the message that the cash drawer is open for Newcastle County? Just file a lawsuit. Don't worry about whether it has merit or not. You'll get a settlement because it's cheaper to settle than it is to take to court. this is where we are with us needing easements and access to these properties. Either we send the message that we will pay you fair market value for the right to use your property, and if you're not going to bargain with us, then we're going to take the action that's necessary to help the many. We're not building a Kmart, not building a Sears, we're not going on this lady's property so we can expand the sewer system so a mall can be built. This is to serve the other residents of Newcastle County. And again, you got to send a message. You're not going to hold the gun to the heads of Newcastle County government and the residents to try to eke out that extra dollar, whatever. It's a fair market value that's been offered. If you don't want to bargain, fine, but we have to use the tools that are available to us. I think we sent a good message on the lawsuits, and we have to send a message, unfortunately, with this. I don't like it either, but I think it's something we have to do. I can tell you this. If my toilet wasn't flowing downhill, I think all of us, anybody in here, if ours wasn't flowing downhill, we'd want to use this easement to get it moving.
Councilman Street?
Well, I said it. All those things he said, I said. And
we said, fellow councilman.
Okay. Well, I was among those. But in the instant matter, you know, I'm looking at eminent domain as being very, very serious. And you said we're not building a Kmart. Well, Kmart, new Red Clay School, what's the difference?
I think we do have a witness, somebody up here to testify.
I didn't call her.
To speak on the subject, did you wish to address the council for the record? If so, please state your name and give us a little bit of information on this.
Great, thank you. Melissa Troutner, Assistant County Attorney for Special Services. I just wanted to state on the record that Special Services does not take the exercise of the county's eminent domain lightly. We do use eminent domain as a last resort, and that's likely why you haven't seen it as a resolution often. In this instance, we have engaged in extensive correspondence with the property owner, Ms. Hall. She is represented by counsel. It's not as if she's an unrepresented party. Over the last year, there's been 14 different instances of telephone conversations and letters with her counsel. And we've tried to work with her in the negotiation process. Unfortunately, Ms. Hall is of the opinion that she does not want to be disturbed and will not voluntarily grant the easement. As was stated, this is a temporary taking. It's not a permanent taking of her property. It's a taking for the life of the project, which would likely be a few months' time. The property area is in the back of her home. It's removed from the residence. It's a small wooded area. And the project is something that, as mentioned, will benefit all of the community residents in that area. It's a sanitary sewer upgrade project that needs to go forward in order to maintain the sanitary sewer service in that area, as is the responsibility of Newcastle County.
Thank you. To further this discussion, something we heard, I think a member of the public asked this question, and we know the answer, and that is, the question is, can this individual, if the sewer backs up or we're not able to complete the repairs necessary, the sewer backs up, you know, can the resident sue this individual? And the answer is no. The people that are not receiving the service that the sewer is backed up will sue the county. So us as a council have to make the determination, you know, weigh the balance of interest. You know, certainly we don't want to go on anybody's property, we don't want to make a habit of going on anybody's property without their permission. But eminent domain does exist for those few circumstances where we need the access to the property to benefit the community at large. And we have to weigh the risk involved against the harm to the individual. And there is a harm to the individual. Who among us would want the county, the state, the city to go on our property and do work? It happened to me. I didn't want them there. But at the end of the day, I signed the paper. I got compensated for the state putting a sidewalk on my property, and I lived with it. And I'm much happier that it's there. I hope the same is true with this individual. If not, I know that if we vote in favor of this, that we're benefiting the community at large, and that this homeowner, although she is being disturbed and against her will be compensated by the county for us going on and occupying her property. So in the balance of harms, you know, I've come down in supporting the legislation and serving the good of the people and compensating the owner that is being disturbed. Councilman Weiner?
Thank you, Mr. President and fellow members of council. As I announced upstairs in the county committee meeting, the attorney representing the owner of the parcel that has objected to the temporary easement is represented by Fox Rothschild Attorneys at Law. That's the law firm by whom I'm employed. Thus, the course of least resistance would be for me to exercise my right of recusal. However, there's an exception to that. And after some reflection, I've decided to exercise that exception. After conferring with the Ethics Commission Legal Counsel Rose Killian and reviewing the applicable code section 2.03.103, prohibitions relating to conflicts of interest, I've submitted a statement to the Ethics Commission by email, as is permitted, noting my conflict and noting as well that since I cannot delegate my legal authority to another person to vote, and to not vote would be to disenfranchise my constituents, and my future constituents and present constituents, I feel obligated to exercise that exception. Having been the recipient of the brunt of Newcastle County's work on the old county's terracotta sewer system, I can well appreciate the fact that the right of entry, whether it be voluntary or by eminent domain, is absolutely essential to protect the health, welfare, and safety, literally, of tens of thousands of citizens. And we as a deliberative body have the ability to distinguish between the abuse of that authority of eminent domain and its lawful and rightful and very careful deliberate use. This, I believe, is an appropriate and deliberate use, and although I would find its use in many other circumstances to be inappropriate, I have to support this use today for this purpose, and therefore I'm going to be voting on this issue.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I would just like to clarify something that was said this afternoon. When we were shown the plans and talked about things that were above there, so if gravity falls down, that the sewer would be flowing in that direction, one of the developments that was named was Mars Landing. Mars Landing is the first workforce housing development in Newcastle County. It's just about completed. This development does not need any more sewer. It was, the sewer was adequate, or they would not have been given a permit to build. When you talk about red clay, yes, there was a referendum passed, and there will probably be a new grade school built in that property. It's my understanding that when you build a school, we as the utility have to give them sewer capacity, that we don't have a right to say that the school cannot be built because there is no sewer capacity. And if I want to look at this from an economic development standpoint, we all understand that if we don't grow, we die. So I truly believe that while eminent domain is not something that I like to see used, this is not even something where we are growing the sewer system, where we're putting in a new sewer system so that we can keep pace. This is the renovation of a sewer system that already exists. This person bought this piece of property or agreed to, after they owned this piece of property, that the sewer could go along the back of their land. When you have an easement, a permanent easement going over your property, there are certain restrictions that go with that. Those restrictions are explained to people at the time of purchase or at the time of installation. Understanding that you may need a little more land because you've got tractors and bulldozers and things that have to go over there is something that probably no one wants to ever think that they have to do on their property, but that easement, that permanent easement, is always there, and you have the understanding that you do not use that easement, you don't plant on that easement, you don't put an outbuilding on that easement, that you maintain that easement, and at any time, this utility, this county, has the right to go in there to maintain that system.
Thank you, Councilman Kilpatrick. Councilman Street.
Before you close on this, let's go to the issue of fairness. Now, argument was made this afternoon. sewer system there was 50 years old, had to be repaired. They've been working on it for 7 years. Well, how old is the sewer system in Minkwedale? Where I get tongue-lashed all the time because we got to go in constantly, make repairs to the sewer lines, then the streets messed up, and then the community's got to deal with that. How old are the sewer lines in Dunleavy? How old are the sewer lines in the county portion of my district, and there's nothing on the horizon to talk about replacing them? So if we're going to deal with it and we're going to be passionate and eloquent as to why we're taking over people's property, let's put fairness in the issue and make sure everything's on the table when you all pass this.
Thank you, Councilman. Any more questions, comments, members of council? Open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-132, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-132.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr.
Redd? Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett? Mr.
Weiner? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-132 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 12-116. It's currently tabled. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution number 12-116 be removed from the table.
Second. Been a motion and second to lift Resolution 12-116 from the table. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution 12-116 is lifted from the table. Resolution 12-116, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 12-116 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-116, consenting to the appointment of Patricia Purnell to the Newcastle County Human Resources Advisory Board.
Councilman Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Any questions, comments, members of council? I think we're all very impressed with Ms. Brunel today's interview. Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on subject matter Resolution 12-116, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-116.
Yes.
Mr.
Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-116 is approved. Moving on, we have Resolution 12-122, which is currently tabled. Councilman Sheldon, is this remaining on the table?
Stays tabled, Mr. President.
Stays tabled. All right. Moving on to substitute number one to Resolution 12-124, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that substitute number one to Resolution 12-124 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
I'm sorry, just to make sure that we follow proper protocol, Mr. Street, before we move it in for the record, just have a quick vote on lifting it from the table. Sorry, Councilman. Motion, do we have a motion to lift the resolution, substitute number one to Resolution 12-124 from the table?
So moved, Mr.
Second.
President.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to lift substitute number one to 12-124 from the table. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution, substitute number one to Resolution 12-124 is in front of us. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that substitute number one to Resolution 12-124 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. This would enable the paramedic station to be built in conjunction with Christina Care in its new facility in Councilman Bell's area, Councilman Bell's district.
Any questions, comments on that's a surprise, I know. Councilman Bell.
Okay. Just for the record, just want to make sure that everyone clearly understands why we tabled this at the last meeting, and we feel that we've somewhat got the answers that we need from the administration and the Emergency Medical Service Division. But just for the record, that our primary concern and interest is to assure that the new Southern Newcastle County Paramedic Station meets and supports the operational needs of our paramedics as it relates to size and functionality. The other point that we made was that the station should be planned and built to sustain both the current and future emergency medical service needs of Southern Newcastle County. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any additional comments? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do not want to overlook the fact that we've incorporated in the Memorandum of Understanding some language which we used previously to try to advance minority employment opportunities as well as women-owned business enterprises. I think this is an example of what we've tried to achieve. At least it begins to work in the right direction to make certain that Newcastle County is demonstrating by letter that we are concerned about diversity opportunities, and I think all of the data that we've seen shows that there's a stark difference between opportunities with minorities than it is the majority class. And I think that the city of Wilmington is beginning to catch on, and maybe they're ahead of us, because city council did in fact adopt a resolution at their last meeting, which is maybe threatened by the mayor, that goes a little bit further than this. But I think that as long as we start to put this language in these kind of contracts, it does demonstrate our concern and our commitment to diversity. It would be interesting to see just what happens with this construction as it goes forward. The only difference is the fact that when we employed this language before, we did have some requirement of reporting. I'm not suggesting that we do this here, but I just think we need to start putting this language in these types of contracts when we're spending these kind of dollars just to demonstrate Newcastle County's commitment to diversity.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Street?
Well, I understand Councilman Hollins' position, and the language is there. It was not there before. However, as I said in the previous two meetings, I don't have any faith whatsoever in Christiana Care enacting what's set forth there in good faith. And when I raise a concern, if you go to 14th and Washington right now and you look who's working and who's not working on the city project, there was no argument, there was no response from Christina, and for good cause, because I don't think there will be. So as much as I appreciate the fact that the language is incorporated and it is within the understanding, we all know it's not enforceable. I don't trust them. I won't be supporting this.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of substitute number one to resolution 12-124, please come to the right, sign in. After you sign in, join us at the podium. You'll have 3 minutes to address council. We welcome public discussion and public input of important measures before council. Every speaker has 3 minutes to speak. A time will be placed on your podium. The yellow blinking light means that your time's running out. You have 30 seconds left. Public comment is for the purpose of hearing your views on a specific issue. It's not the appropriate time for questions and answers. Please state your name for the record and welcome to our council.
My name is Richard Smith. I'm first vice president of the state NAACP. I'm here to support Mr. Street, Councilman Street. I don't believe it about Christiana Hospital. It had a poor record for minorities and women. It had a poor work record. And I think the language is good, but I think this council needs to move a little stronger when they use tax people money. I mean all tax people money, white, black, and everybody else, to do a deal with a person, with a company. I think that we would be monitoring this, and we would be taking a look at it. But it's one thing is that Christiana is not going to stick with their deal. They didn't stick with 14th Washington with the unions or anybody else. So I agree with necessary that if you all know better than, it needs to be built down. Thank you.
Any additional public comments on substitute number one to resolution 12-124? Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number one to resolution 12-124.
Bell. Yes.
Cartier.
Yes.
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 Kovac. Yes.
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 No.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Substitute number one to resolution 12-124 is approved. Moving on to item I on the agenda, to our ordinances. Ordinance 12-088, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-088 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. This particular ordinance will authorize the appropriation of an additional $1,549,000 and change to the continuation of the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. I think Newcastle County, in particular, our Community Services Department, has been very successful with these federal dollars, so much so that we've gotten it from other areas of the state of Delaware to come to Newcastle County because we're able to dispense these funds and put them on the street where they're needed. I think at our next meeting you would also recognize a similar piece of legislation being introduced, sponsored by Councilwoman Diller, which is a testament to how well we've done with these dollars to address the ongoing foreclosure issue that's going on across this country. So I think that we've done very well with this, even though I'm not so naive to think that we've done everything that to bring all of these concerns to an end. But without these particular funds, without this appropriation, it's hard to think where Newcastle County would be.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any other additional comment, questions from members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on subject matter of Ordinance 12-088, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-088.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-088 is approved. Move on to Ordinance 12-089, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that Ordinance number 12-089 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 12-089, amend the grants budget appropriate federal funding of $230,930 to the 2012 JAG Justice Assistance Grant, intelligence-based strategy grant for the Newcastle County Police Department.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our county police department has been awarded this Justice Administration grant funding, and it will be used for various programs, including overtime patrols to reduce crime in high crime areas in Newcastle County, training for police officers to develop and enhance their skill sets, and the purchase of materials and equipment for police officer training and for criminal investigations. Might point out that it was reported this afternoon in committee, and I think that we should be very appreciative of our county police leadership, and also Laurie Kane's name keeps coming up. She's the young lady that does the grants, the majority of the grants for our county police department. But since 2005, our Newcastle County, in particular our police department, has received $3.5 million in grants for equipment, overtime, and training.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other member of council wishing to speak on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-089? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-089, please step forward at this time.
Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-089.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier, Ms. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Power? Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Ms. Miley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart? Mr.
Weiner? Yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-089 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 12-090, Councilman Retta.
Thank you. I'd like to have Ordinance 12-090 placed for Council's consideration, adoption, and table.
Second.
Ordinance 12-090, amending New Castle County Code Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code, regarding garbage and rubbish collection in unincorporated New Castle County.
Councilman Retta.
I'd like to have this table.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to table Ordinance 12-090 and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ordinance 12-090 is tabled. Thank you, Councilman Retta. Moving on, Item J, time-sensitive or congratulatory honorary resolutions. Resolution 12-133, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 12-133 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-133, honoring the life and legacy of Deacon Emeritus Donald J. Bowman, Sr.
Councilman Hollins.
Per title, Mr. President.
Any member of Council have any questions, comments on resolution 12-133? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of resolution 12-133, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 12-133.
Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier, Ms. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Present.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Not voting.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-133 is approved. Moving on to Item K, introduction consideration of emergency ordinances. I do not have any before me. Any council member know of any? Seeing none, we'll move on to Item L, public comment or other. If any member of the public wishes to address council, now is the time to do so. Please sign in to my right. Approach the podium. You'll have 3 minutes to address council. Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Yeah. I'm Gary McGinnis from 305 10th Street, Holloway Terrace. And thank you, Councilman and Councilwomen, for letting me speak to you tonight. In the past week or over, 300 of the Holloway Terrace residents signed the park petition you have on your desk. I'm speaking for them in asking for your help to get the things we need to improve our park. We need this park for the many children in the neighborhood. It gives them a place to play off the streets. But at the present time, many of the parents don't take their children to the park because of the hazards that's there. Broken glass, drug needles, condoms, falling tree branches are present most of the time. We have prostitutes and drug users going in the park after dusk. Mm-hmm. Some of them are still there in the morning. We want them out and are willing to help the police with this job.
Mm-hmm.
In the papers you have been given is a list of things we'd like to have to improve our park. I will be available for anyone who has any questions, please consider helping the residents of Holloway Terrace. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Mr. McGinnis. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Number one, I want to thank Gary McGinnis, Mr. McGinnis, for coming in and speaking before council. He's very active in our community association in Holloway Terrace. One of the things for the record, and I know that Mr. McGinnis is aware of this, that when contacting our office, he was advised, as well as other community leaders, as the district council person and our knowledge of Newcastle County Special Services, that there is absolutely no initiative on the part of the county to do away with this particular parkland. This park was established several years back. So that's number one. Secondly, I've actually went out there personally, taken photographs. We've communicated with Paul Johnson from our parks and from Special Services. We determined that the property between Motel 6 and the park, where the fence is often tore down, even after it's put back up, was in fact donated to Newcastle County from the Delaware River and Bay Authority. We have had problems, ongoing problems in the area with vandalism. And as Mr. McGinnis has said, it is a problem for both the state and the county police, because the state patrols the state highways, which include Motel 6 and some of the other high-ranking hotels in the area. And, you know, we have a problem with drugs. We have a problem with prostitution. We have a problem where recently we've asked our special services to remove a camper top that was placed inside the property between Motel 6 and the parkland. So this is not something new to all of us. It is very disappointing to all of us that we can't refresh the park and maintain it. But unfortunately, some of the environment in the area, neighboring the community, time and time again causes us problems. We had, prior to a public-type picnic, which we as Newcastle County Council helped to support through a grant a few years ago, the playground equipment was set on fire and burned up the night before the picnic. Our parks folks got in there the next morning and tried to replace it with some equipment that they still had in inventory, and then later replaced it with some newer equipment. My latest visit to the park, it is absolutely no wonder that any parent would want to take their child to this particular park with some of the language and graffiti that is sprayed with paint onto the playground equipment and the slides. And in some cases, just repainting it isn't sufficient. We've talked with Paul Johnson. He's aware of it. Our police department is aware of it. And I think as much as they've targeted the area and tried to keep folks out of there, it's just a repetitive type problem that we as a community experience. Once again, I thank Mr. McGinnis. I think the petition was based upon the premise that apparently one of our employees must have made mention that, I guess, if he had anything to do with it, he'd just do away with the park. That is not the case. For the public record, for Mr. McGinnis's benefit and the community's benefit, there is no plan on the books or no request to do away with this park. The thing that we're hoping to do is bring everybody together and try to find a way to be able to better secure the park. There's no lighting after dark, so one can only imagine what goes on in the park. And we, being myself as a district council person, as well as special services and our county police, have witnessed firsthand some of the things that are in the park. So it's not a good situation. It's something that, like I said, I sincerely appreciate Mr. McGinnis coming in this evening. We're going to continue to work on The gate coming from over on the Motel 6 side has been replaced before, and not only removed, but the hardware that held the gate was also removed. So it's not a good situation, but it's something that I think that Mr. McGinnis will attest to, and that is the folks in our neighborhood there never walk away from anything. We're not about to give up. So we'll just keep plugging away at this, and once again, I appreciate your interest, your concern, your participation in our community.
Thank you, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. McGinnis. I have my copy of this, and as you may or may not be aware, Holloway Terrace is going to, in November, move from Councilman Bell's district into the 10th district, which right now is my district. And if I'm reelected, certainly whatever we need to do in terms of making a transition to work on this problem, we will do. However, I also want you to know it's not just Holloway Terrace, and I'm sick of it. And the employees, I understand clearly the employees' frustration, because I have said on more than one occasion, and I said it to the Coombs administration when they redid, put brand new playground equipment in Oakmont, you know, until such time as we have enough police coverage, and this is not an indictment of the police department because we don't have enough officers, but until we get more officers and we have the wherewithal to be able to protect these parks and make them safe havens for children, you can pull out of parks in my district under. Well, that's not the right attitude. By the same token, the fact of the matter is, right now, the folks getting high and the prostitutes are running the park. And it's not just your park. It's all up and down the Route 9 corridor. I'm sick of it. I've been fighting about it for the last 7 years. And at some point in time, this madness has to end. They can no longer just do what they want to do in the parks, take it from the community, take it from children, and it'd be business as usual. So, it's been an ongoing battle. It's going to be an ongoing battle, but I'm ready to go to war with you.
Thank you, Councilman Street.
Any other questions, comments, or members of council? Mr. McGinnis, thank you very much for coming here tonight and for your advocacy for your area. Any other member of public wishing to address council, please come forward at this time. Please, again, state your name for the record.
My name is Richard Smith. I'm first vice president of the NAACP. I'm here to speak on Mr. Green and his family. His mother's here tonight. His father's here. And I'm here also to ask Mr. Sweet to step down as public safety director. I think Mr. Sweet has not been following his job when it comes to shooting in our neighborhood by the police. I think that Mr. Sweet should either meet with the family and get with the family and get us protected. I think that what happened to Mr. Green by getting shot in the head is wrong. I think that the family need answers. Ms. Councilman Penrose, the mother lives in your district. I think that we need a meeting with the Public Safety Commission, with you, Mr. Penrose, Mr. Sweet, and we need some answers. This was a bad situation, but this family haven't heard nothing yet. They haven't even got a answer on the autopsy. And it was August and 9th when this happened. Now we're going to September. Something's wrong, and we are planning on going to the United States Civil Rights Commission, and we are planning on going and asking the Attorney General, and we're going to do what we got to do if we have to call the whole NAACP nationally and to have a major march. But we want answers, and Mr. Sweet, I hope you and Mr. Councilman Penrose can come meet the family and have a meeting with him. Awesome. Thank you.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. As most of the council members know, I was out of town when this incident occurred. However, I was informed repeatedly by way of
the mail by the county executive, my limited knowledge is probably no greater than any other member of council, but no one has contacted me directly. Anytime anyone wants to meet with me, my office is open. The number is published. My aide is there even when I'm not. The number is 395-8344. I'm willing to meet with this family and talk immediately after this meeting. And also to let you know that my office is always open. And the way it generally works, if you have an issue, you make the phone call. My home number is also published. So to make me feel that somehow I've been contacted and refused to meet is a bit unfair. No one has contacted me about this issue. My record of civil rights and my fighting for civil rights is as long as anyone in state government, and I'm very proud of that, and that continues today. So let me just say for the record, I'll meet with the family here tonight before I go upstairs and put this book down, and also to make arrangements for a meeting, which you call my office, my aide does take care of that. But in a public forum, to suggest that somehow I'm dodging something or someone has requested a meeting with me, I take offense to that.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. And not that he needs defending. Is he able to defend himself? But I know Councilman Street, as one of the co-chairs of the Public Safety Committee, brings issues before us, represents the council in bringing issues relating to public safety before us, but certainly is not the one in charge at the county level in administering public safety in the county. He can play, and I know is responsive to the public, but it's a little unfair to blame Councilman Street for any particular action of the county. He is certainly one of the points of contact in the county, but I'm sure he'd be making himself available, as will the rest of us. I will as well. Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, and I don't want to be redundant, but just clarify. As you said, Councilman Street is co-chair of the Public Safety Committee. He's not the Public Safety Director. Big difference in responsibilities, big difference in authority, big difference in access to information. And I think this council and all the residents of Newcastle County are well served with Councilman Street as the other half of the chairmanship of the Public Safety Committee.
Councilman Street?
Well, I appreciate the remarks from you, Mr. President, and you, Mr. Smiley. But from Mrs. Smith's end and the family's end, I understand the anger. I understand the frustration. And you weren't here today, but I did say in Public Safety Committee meeting, I am concerned. I think I have worked very, very hard, and I have served in the capacity of co-chair of Public Safety to the best of my ability, and it's limited somewhat because I'm just a councilman. By the same token, I am a councilman, and I will admit that I think there have been times when I have gone too far to try to accomplish an objective. I have gone too far to go along and get along. And at the end of the day, what's in place is not working. And, you know, if there were one police shooting and it was isolated, that would be one thing. But it's two within a relatively short period of time. I have, and I said this today in the Public Safety Committee meeting, based on not what the county has done, because I don't know of any determination that's been made in the May situation, but based on existing case law following the aftermath of what I call the execution of Harry Smith by the Wilmington police, I think existing case law does not favor what you're asking for tonight, what you're concerned with. And the reason I said in the paper that I think there should be an outside unbiased investigation, not just of this incident, but of police policies and practices, because one of the things that I think is very, very important is that you do whatever you can. There are going to be times when police officers have to use deadly force. We know that. But you do whatever you can responsibly to try to eliminate future occurrences. And based on the path we're following right now, I don't think we're going to be able to do that. We're looking at some type of systemic change. Consistent with what Councilman Holland said, I'll meet anytime, any place. Now, cliche is older than I am. You can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. I don't like the heat, but I didn't come this far to quit, so I'm not going to resign. If the president, the next president or council chooses to remove me, then so be it. But I have no intention of quitting because the issue of public safety, I think, is primary and foremost and directly related to all other things that we have to address in this community. Without public safety, you don't have a whole lot. You're going to miss a whole lot of things. And do we need to make some changes? Yes. Is there latitude for change? Yes. And are we open for discussion and consideration? Yes. And finally, do we have all the answers? No. But certainly we're open to input and suggestion and making decisions from there.
Thank you very much to both the councilmen, and we've heard their willingness to meet with the parents, and nothing we can say here tonight will make up for your loss, absolutely nothing. But the willingness of your representatives to listen to you, to talk to you, and I know to work to prevent something happening in the future, and I know Councilman Street is very passionate about that, and I know that he will do the best that he can to work with all members of the community to make sure that the violence is eliminated to the extent that he is able to. Councilman, would you like to hear our speaker again? Would you like to?
No time to duck now. Come on.
Please come forward.
Mr. Holland, I'd like to apologize to you because you didn't know. And my frustration, I had talked with Jay, but my frustration is that not only the two shooting, the dog that jumped off and bit the women. You know, a dog act like their master. And to me, when that dog went after that woman, that's the way their master was. And I just want some answers. I need answers. Are people safe without getting killed in Newcastle County? Or do they always use the word, you tried to run over me, to hurt somebody? I want answers. The family want answers. Other people want answers. And Mr. Sweetman, you've been bountiful. It was hard for me to come up and say this to you. But I think with us putting you in office, you're a fighter. You're a fighter for civil rights. And I want to hear from you, and the family want to hear from you. And we want to hear from both of you very loud. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments again. Councilman Holland?
I don't want to get into a debate. It's not the appropriate time. But I do want to say for the record, because a lot is being said here. 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, when there were people here, and I assumed they were concerned about the shooting. And I said to the first vice president of NAACP when the meeting was over, why did everyone leave? If you have an issue, bring it forward. Why did you leave? And the answer he gave me, I wasn't satisfied with. This is a government. You come here to petition the government. I would encourage the first vice president of NAACP to go to all those agencies that he mentioned earlier, including the NAACP, the Department of Justice, whatever resources he can bring to bring resolution to this, because that's what I do. But I approached him 2 weeks ago to try to figure out what was going on. And I didn't like the answer that I received, but we will further this discussion tonight.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Any further public comment? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
It's motion to adjourn.
Second.
And there's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.